From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. And Meghna, if it seems like everyone you know was watching last night's Republican debates, it's because they basically were.
Indeed.
Early reports have the debate doing better than any event on CNN ever. Nielsen says that about one in every seven American households tuned in.
It's kind of an incredible number, although we should say that that's still less than NFL Sunday Night Football game this past weekend.
Sure.
So not quite sports level here, but
kind
still
of like sports.
A lot of people watching. Joining us now to talk about what we watched is NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you. So we had 5 hours worth of debate last night between the Happy Hour edition and the 11-person main event. A lot of time for a lot of talk. So let's listen to a bit of it. Here's Donald Trump and Jeb Bush going at it about Donald Trump's relationship with politicians.
I got along with all of them, and I did a damn good job in doing it. Go ahead.
So he supports Pelosi. He supports Schumer. He supports Clinton.
Got along with everybody.
And when he asked Florida to have casino gambling, we said no.
Wrong.
We said no, and that's the simple fact.
Don't make things up, Jeb.
So Donald Trump being Donald Trump there. But how was the FaceTime divvied up between the 11 candidates on stage?
Well, you know, you heard a lot of Donald Trump there, and he dominated again in terms of talking. He had a little more than 18 minutes or so, followed by Jeb Bush, who you heard there. Then Carly Fiorina, who had a very good night last night. Ben Carson and Marco Rubio, who is sixth. But what was really interesting about Rubio, the Wall Street Journal did a graphic based on most words spoken, and Rubio is actually second to Trump in most words spoken. So it means he's a pretty fast talker, kind of interesting thing. But on Donald Trump, you know, he really, for the first time in the spotlight, shrunk from the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could see the 3 hours of debate taking a toll on him, and he ran out of things to say. You know, he's not somebody who's gone very deep on policy. He did not have a friendly audience. It was the establishment of the establishment at the Reagan Library. And he really faded and looked like he got cut for the first time.
Indeed. I mean, there was a point towards the second half where I sent out a tweet basically like saying, where'd the Donald go? Because it seems he stepped back quite a bit.
I think he was kind of, I mean, you know, he looked like the one who was the low energy candidate, as he, you know, says about Jeb Bush. And he really, I don't know if he was bored or I think probably pretty tired.
Right. Well, let's talk about one of the candidates who really did stand out last night, and that is Carly Fiorina. She had quite a few memorable moments. Here's one of them when she talked about losing her stepdaughter, Lori, in 2009. Mm-hmm.
I very much hope that I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction. So we must invest more in the treatment of drugs. I agree with Senator Paul. I agree with states' rights. But we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer.
So, Domenico, this to me was like a stunning moment, but then the rest of the field sort of went on to talk about their policies or their views on marijuana legalization. Carly Fiorina, though, in general, how do you think she did?
Well, you know, she did quite well considering the fact that CNN had to change the debate formula to get her onto the stage because she had been surging in the past month after that second-tier debate that she had been relegated to August 6th. And she really made it shone last night because of what she was able to do to Donald Trump. She dismissed him as an entertainer, which had me humming Billy Joel all night, I have to say. And, you know, she had a great moment on the face controversy. Where Donald Trump had said that she doesn't look like she has the face of someone who you'd want to vote for, and then had a kind of this line that was really awkward before they went to the break about how she is a beautiful woman, and it just I think made a lot of people cringe.
Right.
And she amazingly was able to turn her record at HP that Donald Trump tried to hit her on into Trump's failed bankruptcies with some of his businesses. But now that she has had some of this attention and done pretty well, expect that record will get more scrutiny from the mainstream media.
Right. So Carly Fiorina doing quite well last night. In the last couple seconds that we have, Domenico, anyone who you think we may not see next time around in the GOP debate?
Oh, really interesting. And it's really hard to predict. I mean, you know, someone like Rand Paul, Chris Christie had to have a good night last night. He did enough probably to stay on stage. stage. Scott Walker probably needed to do a little bit more than he did. He faded toward the end of the debate. So, you know, there's a lot of people in that second tier debate who were relegated, who we'll see if they wind up showing up. You saw Rick Perry decided he didn't want to participate in that second tier debate because he felt he was pretty much first tier and wound up dropping out.
NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.